Well, let's see if we can get that a little clearer. No, I guess not. Om Shri Sache Maha Prabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai, Sacha Sangha Ki Jai, Sacha Dham Ki Jai, Mother Ganga Ki Jai. Namaste. So here we are in India, and it's really good. It's really, really good. It's been very important that we came here. And it may not be the last time. It could be. I actually have in my heart that it is the last time, but it may not be the last time. There are really important, you can tell them to be a little quieter if you will. Thank you. A lot of important details and elements are occurring here in Sachidam. So it may take another visit to solidify what we want to solidify. Means we want everyone to be at peace. And we want relationships to be good. Even if sometimes they're not, it doesn't mean that relationships have to be not good all the time. So we have some bridges to make, and if people do, they do, and if they don't, they don't. And I have no investment in what people will do. I just want to make the offering. And that's what we're doing. We're just making the offering. So there it is. So if you would like to raise your hand, you can raise your hand. I will wait for you and see what you have in your mind, across your heart, in your view. Nobody. So what is, we don't have a satsang today because I also don't have a topic. Maybe it's just to say hello. Maybe it's just to give a greeting. Okay, now we have somebody. Now that we say the satsang's over, we're going to have somebody step up. Oh, Gabriella, I know that you are going to come to the Kumbh Mela next year. With
Namaste,
14 million Indian people rushing to the Ganges. No?
doesn't sound like me, Shantimai. But who knows what's in a year? Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I don't really have a topic. Like I just, as always, didn't want to let you go. So what's on my mind?
I also don't want to
Yes.
go, but if there's nothing to be attended to, then we don't attend to it. So
Well, there's always something, isn't there?
that's it.
There's always something. Something will come up. Yes. So I'll just start with I'm not in India, obviously, but I'm very much with everybody. And that is really getting goosebumps while saying that. I think it is supported by all the media we have now. I get photos. I can have phone calls with Max almost every day. But it's not only that. It took a while. It's the third week now for me that Max is gone, starting third week and or fourth, I don't know, time. And I start getting now really into my own thing here with all of the sudden I'm reading a book about mantras. I never read, never. I rarely read books that are not entertaining, or I used to. Novels. I don't read non-fiction usually, but now I do because now I read the Bhagavad Gita and I start. So maybe what I came to tell you was I listened to the first part of the seventh chapter of the transmission, and it is always the first time I hear it, and I'm all the time I'm thinking, oh, wow. And afterwards, I hardly remember anything, so I have to at least listen to it one more time. Often I take notes, often I transcribe the whole thing because there's no distinction possible what is important or more important, but not everything is important.
That's right.
And it so but what I kept, I don't even have the words anymore, but one thing that stuck with me was something like there are four basic, let's say, reasons people go on the path. And the first one was something like, I don't know, needing something, suffering, looking for something.
Yes.
And then there were two others I forgot.
I will
And
tell
the,
you. I will tell you what they
yes,
are so that we can
please.
share them with the rest of the people. The
Yes.
first is people who are suffering. Second is people who are curious.
Yes.
Third is people who want to acquire something.
Yes.
And
Yes.
fourth is people who are who are seeking the wisdom.
That was really interesting. So I realized that the way I came was number one, the first suffering, just feeling like I can't go on like this. I need something. Therapy doesn't do it. This doesn't do it. So on a long and winding road where spirituality has always been part of my life, but never really deeply, I finally came to you. So I acquired a lot of, let's say, shallow knowledge, but never went anywhere with that until I went to you. So here we are. And what has happened since is I think I'm on my path now to knowledge. I really want to know. I really, really. And I notice that there is a habit of shallowness that I that like almost like a lazy mind being used to not go too deep, and that is what I'm dealing with right now, like starting to focus more, read a book on mantras, just take time for the Bhagavad Gita. I'm going very slow with my lazy mind, but doesn't matter. I'm taking the time I'm taking.
Very careful not to
Yes.
belittle yourself. And
Yes.
remember what Maharaja used to say. He used to say, "Dhira, dhira, shanti mai, you go slowly and thoroughly." Because, and he showed me that there was, he showed me that in that there was really no place to go. I wasn't really heading anywhere. I was in self-discovery. It's always here. I don't have to rush to anything. I don't have to get all of this done in this time or whatever. However, if I'm consistent and my heart is in the right place, and when some things come in between, Not that anything can actually come in between, but it looks like they can. And you have a kind of missing in your heart for what is really and truly serving you and what you are really truly serving the world. When you have that missing, you know, this is really nice, but I need some silence. Or even in a game of Yahtzee, I shall not forget to keep my mind always focused into the heart, which is the light of God's love. And just those statements, offer something into the moment of you never forget, you never forget. And yet there's this passion inside that has to be answered. It just has to be. And so we remind ourselves in a game of Yahtzee that, you know, everything is God's grace. Everything is that unknowable mystery. Even the movement of the dice, the movement of the pen, the moment of the breath. And it's more than enough to, you know. It's all God, superficial or profound. We who are passionately serious for the grace and the love of God as our way of life, we must keep that flame steady. And sometimes when we slip over for a Coca-Cola or a superficial talk, which will end quickly because it's not very satisfactory, we realize that there is nothing that is not the divine presence. And be good to yourself. I don't think you're lazy. Maybe you just need a breath in another direction, but that other direction is also God. So, this is the most beautiful part of all. And do you remember that Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, right after he said, people who are suffering, people who are curious, because curious is not enough. Fred and I were talking about that. Curious is a wonderful quality, but you have to have it take you somewhere. Not just be curious. What's in this package? What's in this package? What's in this package, right? But what is nourishing my soul? There I go. There, to that I go. And I'm even curious more about the depth of that or whatever. Okay, curiosity, going after something, to acquire something. Well, you do in a way, you do in a way. And dedicated to wisdom, knowledge, self-wisdom, self-realization. Krishna's next verse, I'm not sure it's the next verse, but it's very close. He says, each and every one of these beings, these people, these types are sincere about what they're pursuing. And I love that because it doesn't make anyone more, you know, the greater you are, the less you know about greatness. You just see it in everyone, you see it everywhere. And, yeah, it changes your life. That's all. It just changes your life.
Yes.
You're not lazy. You're going to come to India. And, you know, one thing you cannot be is you cannot, this is really true. You cannot What's the word? I have to wait till it comes. You cannot justify weakness. If you don't like to be with people, go be with people. If you don't like to be alone, go be alone. If you don't like, have some of that until you find the benefit in it. Then if you don't want to have it, that's fine. But you should not avoid because you get irritated by it.
Yes, but can I start a little smaller?
I just compared to Satya. That'll be good
Yes, yeah. Thank
enough. Okay. Thank
you,
you. Is
Shantima.
there anything else you want to? You got the ball rolling. We're going to
Yes.
stop with Julia.
Namaste.
We got the ball rolling. Namaste. Thank you. Ali.
Okay. I want to thank you and everybody for what you did, everyone did in Sachadam, and how is it to be in the Mahasamadhi of
Yes, I will also take some pictures in there inside. You know, there is so much to be done here. It's not only paint. You know, the big hall where we used to have satsang?
Yeah.
If that isn't buttressed up by an engineer, it's going to collapse down the hill.
Oh, wow.
So, that's one thing. There's a big wall behind us. If we don't get that fixed by an engineer, this month or next month, when the monsoons come, last year it made all the rooms flooded. So we have to fix it. So there's lots of cementing going on and lots of building going on and lots of painting going on. It's a huge, huge process that's going on here. And it has to be done. It has to be done right, and it has to be done soon. So, yeah, that's. I just wanted to get that in. And since you were talking about the beauty of Maharaji's Mahasamadhi, which it is, by the way, I just want to tell you that it's not just paint. And we also have to change the hearts or give the opportunity for the change of hearts of people. Not that we can change it. If they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. They're all loving beings, they're all wonderful beings. I feel love for all of them. They feel all of them li feel love for me, not because of the paint, but because of our time together for a long time. And I want everyone to have at least the opportunity to have the experience of caring for each other, because there's nothing richer in a life than forgiveness and moving along hand in hand. Isn't it right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this can be also at home. Anyone who has a problem with anyone else, okay, I get that. But give everyone enough space to not smother their hearts, but to be able to express the love within them. And then if they do, they do. And if they don't, they don't. That's up to them. But somebody said the other day here, I said, you're going to have a change of heart. They said, what about this guy? I said, forget that guy. You're going to have a change of heart. When you have a change of heart, the whole thing will change. And they listened. I don't know if they cared or not, but they listened. And I was very happy that they heard it. So this is some of the other things that are going on here in Teretasacha, or in Sachadam, excuse me. It's a very intense time. It's a very beautiful time. It's very timely time. It's right on the mark. We couldn't have done it at a better time. People are willing. And this paint from Mother Lakshmi and Maharaji's grace, God's grace, this paint is lifting everyone's spirit. It's they're like, oh. So, and there's a lot going on here that we want to see other possibilities. Other possibilities, let's put it that way. Good
Yeah.
for everyone. Good for everyone. I want to see everyone win. I don't believe in winning over anyone else. I simply feel that everyone should win. And sometimes it's a hard knock that makes people win, but they realize it after a while that they have won. So it's like that. Okay, I
Next
love
time
you.
I will come. I
You will
don't take
come?
any appointment. Yes, next
Okay.
time, yes, I don't take any appointment.
Okay, next time you come, we may have to come back one more time. We may have to. We plan on going to the Kumbh Mela anyhow. So we will see what we will do next year. But for me, it's a winding down. I don't want. They said you should come here every year, Shantimai, all of your life. And I say no. I actually don't want to. I want to be in my own place doing being with the people that will come there. And those who will come will, and those who won't, we have satsang on Zoom every Sunday. I love you.
I love you so much.
Yeah. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
You're welcome. So iPhone, would that be Nora Arjuna? It is. Nora, I can't hear you.
Unmute. Okay, can you hear
Oh.
me now? Okay, cool. Namaste. Thank
Namaste.
you.
You're welcome.
It's I write you, okay? My mother probably needs a blood transfusion, but I will, she has no injection, and now she gets the blood from somebody who is kind of like,
Nora, you leave the space wide open for whatever she needs. She's an old woman, and wow, I'm just so touched of your mother's age. I'm so touched. It gives I have cold chills up my arms.
And she's still fit, she's not like senile. But what I want to bring up is I was at the hospital yesterday for like 12 hours. And then when I finally got to bed, I noticed this anxiety. My system was tired, but my nervous system was like so much on alert, that I just fell asleep, and I woke up again, and I fell asleep, and I woke up again. I'm doing the
Well, you
mantra,
disturbed
Shantanu.
me last night because I did the same. You stop that.
I'm doing the mantra. The Buddha mantra is running 24/7. I'm breathing.
Good.
I'm doing everything, and it's still like there's this
You bring
hanging
up a
fear.
very, you bring up a very good point.
So there is this hanging fear behind me. And this,
You have
you
been,
know.
you, hold on, hold on. I want to hear you. I want to say something now. May I?
Sure.
Okay. These practices, which I would call these ways of being, are required all of your life and all of the next life. And all of the next life. And they are not just little switches that you can turn on and off. They will help. They will help. They will help. But they are not to be of your command of expectation that they will dissolve anything, because you really have to go very, very, very deep in them. They have to be your habit. They have to be your way of life. And keep it up. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work and lay your expectation down and lay your fear down. Fear of what? That your mother will pass?
Yeah, that's my
Your
biggest
mother's gonna
fear.
pass real soon.
No, not
Even
real
if she
soon.
has 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Your
She's
mother's
gonna leave the body.
very, very soon. She may make it through this. Your
Yeah.
mom's an old lady. I know. I'm an old lady now, not of her age, but I will be very, very soon. It goes very fast. And you'll have to surrender everything to God, everything, all of your expectations. And when you love her, you will always love her, always and forever. So these practices that you are engaged in must be your way of life. Then they start serving. You can't just turn on the switch and turn it off. And when it's convenient, you do it. And when it's not convenient, you don't do it. And when you're in trouble, you do it. And when things are going well, you don't do it. You have to do it all the time. It has to be your way of life. And then calm comes into your soul. And you are really and truly surrendered to everything that comes your way. And you may cry, you may have a heartache, but the fear and the anxiety, they don't arise anymore. It has to be a way of life.
Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead.
And there's something else I'm noticing. It's like helplessness. I
Good,
feel.
good, good. I am helpless. I am totally helpless.
But something inside says that I have the tools and the power
What?
to help and to heal. I mean, if we look into shamanism, for example.
Your mother may not, it's bigger than you. The last breath belongs to God. And to manipulate things to the way you want them, sometimes it works and sometimes it works really well. And sometimes it doesn't work at all. And it's much bigger than our Nora Arjuna or Shanti Maya or the earth or all the people on it. And sometimes you can take people to a shaman and nothing. I remember in the Kogi, the mother was saying, sometimes we take our children to the mummos because they're ill, and sometimes the mummos can help them, and sometimes they cannot. It's not really up to you.
Yeah. And sometimes
Yeah.
I feel that if I connect to spirit and if I call in whoever wants to come in and support, like spirit helpers, divinity, I think, isn't that what gets me out of this helplessness and
I
brings
don't, I
something
don't, why
to
don't you
it?
just, why don't you just surrender to the helplessness and see what that's like? I am a helpless being. I am a leaf floating on the Ganges. That is absolutely true. And I've been a helpless being for a very, very, very long time. And I pray for your mother. And if the that which is all things and all beings chooses this route, my prayer may help. If that beingness, which is all beings and all things of all times, chooses another route, my prayers are impotent. I am helpless. I put it out through love. God, let it be so. And whatever it is, thy will be done. I am helpless.
Yeah, I hear you and I will look into that, definitely.
Well, it's going to run your life, whether you like it or not.
Why do we pray then?
It's going to be, it's go you cannot help but breathe. Let's start right there in your helplessness. You cannot help but have your heart beat. You cannot help but need water. You cannot help but need sleep. You are helpless in so many ways. And the love in your heart is so potent that it may affect a result that you want. That would be a wonderful thing. But if it's not the result you want, thy will be done. And I have come to understand that I am not the greatest movement in life. I am but a helpless being that calls into the wilderness in love for my mother and my fear and this anxiety that I feel because I don't want to lose her. Do you think that that isn't heard? It is heard.
Yes.
Yes. But ultimately, thy will be done.
Yeah.
Please hear me. This is what the Lakota call out. Please hear me. Speaking to the movement and the stillness of the universe, that which beats your heart and governs your breath. So put it out in love and go into that love and be with whatever comes in a surrendered and loving way. It'll be really good for you, Nora Arjuna, because you have a really, really fine heart.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you can only do what you can do. And if you're very practiced in shamanism, perhaps you can use some of those wonderful frequencies or whatever. I would say for myself, I'm not telling you what to say. I cannot. I would say, please hear me. I pray for this wonderful, wonderful being that regardless of what happens, here's my prayer for your mother, regardless what happens, she is in peace. She knows she is loved. And the love of God surrounds her and gives her comfort. In her well-being or her passing or whatever God will, please hear me. And it's my prayer for you too, Nora.
Yeah. I receive that.
Yeah, I love you. I feel that when I can't say anything for anyone else. I can only say for what I have found in myself. What I find in myself, you can find in yourself, but it'll be different. You'll go your own way. There's no doubt about that. But what I find in myself is that my guru told me you surrender once and forever. There's no I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. Only once, period. And then the rest of your life is a reminder that you've already done that, right? But I find in my own life that surrender, that relinquishment of my own importance into the importance of, or that's not, it's not good language. To hand over what I thought was myself to what is truly all beings has lent some credibility to the voice that's calling. And sometimes I get my way and sometimes I don't. Thank you, God.
Can you repeat that chanting, please?
What did you say?
Can you please repeat that?
No. You
I
asked
missed
that all the
something.
time. You didn't miss anything. It went right in. I love you.
I love you too.
I love your mother too. She's on my puja. Tonight will be a candle lit for her.
Okay, next time, India, maybe.
Yeah, maybe be it
This
would be
time
nice.
it's not going to happen.
Well,
But there's something on the way still, right? I hope Durga brings it.
see, Durga will bring it, but I tell you, this is how it is. When you don't come to India, you say, well, maybe the next time. And how free are you to be where you are without anxiety or frustration? It's a wonderful thing, Nora Arjuna. And I see you more beautiful than ever from the inside, by the way. Outside, okay. But
What
on
do you mean?
the inside. Namaste. I have to go because I also have an appointment after satsang, so we will see what happens. Namaste. Write to me if keep me informed about your mom's process.
I will. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Piyu.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste. I was thinking, Piyu, what if we ask the whole Sangha to come up with a name?
Oh, it
And
would
it wouldn't that
wonderful.
be great? Okay. I'm going to do that tomorrow and today. I can ask these folks, anyone who has danced with Piyu. Piyu is looking for a brand name, one that touches people, that brings people, and lets them explode in the joy of dance with him. So we're looking for a name that can be there always, like a banner for him. So if anybody has a name for Piyu's dance, you send it to Shantimai or send it to Piyu, and we're going to choose out of those titles.
Thank you. If they send to you, I think it's wonderful because
Yeah.
it's very important for me that this name can come from you.
Okay, it'll come through me anyhow.
Okay.
So I gave you the last one that I thought about. We'll see. We'll
Okay.
see.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Shantimai, I am really very touched with all the images that come from India and also by the fact that you are in India. And I am thinking a lot about the first time I went to India. I didn't know you. And I really didn't know what I was doing in India. After some days, I was wondering what I am doing here, you know? And then I saw you. And this changed all my life. So I want to thank you because now India is a dimension where I dive in any moment, even if I'm not there. I'm dreaming with you in India. I'm dreaming with me being in India. And tomorrow I'm leaving to Brazil, and it's okay.
Oh, good.
It's like
Good.
a wider India coming.
Yeah.
And the first time after knowing you, I bought some cards in Rishikesh with a goddess, in the goddess. And in all these years, they have been sometimes the way to have a talk with the mystery. And in the last year, I had very often this talk through these cards. And now it's not so often. But I wanted to pick up a card before leaving. And it's a very intimate talk, but I want to share with you, with the Sangha, because the card that came is this.
Oh, yeah.
And as the meeting with you is, which is eternal, I think that also this card is eternal as a way to think about life and this mission to to share movement as the movement of life, and to be in this life being heard all the time. You maybe you don't know, but I know you know, but when I met you, a mantra started inside of me, and this mantra is something that arises in me, for instance, during the night when I am wondering about time and what to do. And this mantra is, I know that I am in your arms. And it's so peaceful. So thank you, Shantimai, for all this presence, this love, your presence in this earth is really a blessing for everyone. So thank you for all what you do.
I don't know what to say, Pew. I love you.
I love you.
Have a good journey. Have a good journey to Brazil.
Thank you. We will.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste, how are you?
I'm very
Where
good.
Are you? Where are you?
I'm in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, in a friend's house right in India.
Have you ever met Pew? Have you ever met Pew?
No.
Oh.
I don't even know which part of Brazil is good.
You would love each other. He's a great dancer.
You know.
Yeah. He's a great dance master and really draws out of people probably what they've never seen in themselves before. And it's very deep and very touching and very, very marvelous what he does. So if you get a chance to see Pew in Brazil, you should do it.
Okay. I'm going to look for it for sure. I love dancing. I really miss being with you in person and with the Sangha. And what I want to ask, actually, what I want to hear a little more from you is that I spent the last year totally focus on my spiritual path. I spent the year in India, and even before that, I was already only exclusively looking inside, and I stopped meeting people, meeting friends, and I was just focusing on myself. And now I'm back to Brazil. I'm meeting friends and helping family with bureaucracies, with solving things at home. So my focus is split.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear about.
No, it's not. And not only is it not split, how is your father?
He's very good. He's very happy and light.
I wonder why. There's no split. Don't create a split. Now you've gone inside yourself. You will go inside yourself again. You will never stop that. And you can live from the inside out rather than from the outside in. Huh? So you have gone inside. You have seen, I don't know what you have seen, but you know what you have seen. And now it comes out of you for others, for your life, for friends, for family, for everyone. There's no split. Where is a split? You'll still want time alone. You'll still want probably some time with nature, with friends or without. But I would say that you're beginning to offer from the inside of you, from what you have discovered. Huh? And be very, very gentle with your friends. Don't push them on your spiritual journey. Don't shove them in that place. It's not for you to do so. You just love them and they will find their way. And they'll be grateful to you that you love them and they'll love you back. But don't push your friends into spiritual talk and all of that stuff unless they really want to go there. Then you have something really wonderful. But if you push them spiritually, you'll push them away, and they're coming along. Everyone's coming along. It's the time now to come along. I love you. You're just such a sweetheart. You ought to be looking up Piyu, I tell you. That's what I got to say. He would love you. You would love him too. Take all your friends over to see Piyu and have a dance with Piyu. You would, you'll come out with your, hardly with your feet touching the ground, but they will be touching the ground. It's a real element. Yeah, you're not, there's no split in you.
Yeah, but I really feel that when I was meditating like many hours every day, I could get to states very easily that it's way harder for me now.
That's not true. That is not true. That is not true. You're just not taking the time.
Be patient. Okay.
What did he say? No, it's not taking the time. When you meditate a long time and maybe you don't have to sit for meditation. Maybe your meditation is being with your friend. Maybe your meditation is having a cup of tea. Maybe your meditation is being in meditation all the time, which means to be where you are. Not somewhere else. Not in another idea. But to be present where you are is a great meditation. And to constantly observe and permit people to be as they are, observe them and love them. That's a big meditation. You don't have to sit for it. You love me, don't you?
I really do.
It's a good thing. So, but I feel like I'm never out of meditation. Even when I get really irritated, I feel never am I out of meditation because there's nowhere to be but here. And this is where, well, as it flows by, this is where I am. So you don't have to sit for meditation, although sitting for meditation is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. But you can move it into your life. Even going to the town, you know, all the old sages who were really like, I feel like I'm a lot like a, what do you call it? Hermit. I'm quite a hermit. But the old sages, they were hermits too, and they would make sure they went into town to see how the people were doing, to have the coffee and the tea, to have the socializing with the people. And they never were out of meditation. They were not. Their laughing, their joy, their irritation, everything was in the present moment, nowhere else. Be there and you'll be fine. If there's nothing else, I'm going to go because Padmani, wake up. This is the second time I've told her that. Wake up. Don't be going to sleep now. And yeah. Yeah, you can be in meditation all the time. You don't have to sit for meditation. But sitting for meditation is really, really good. Really good.
Thank you, Shanti Mai.
You're so welcome.
I also love you after this. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, you can love everyone. I mean, to love everyone does not mean to be cozy with them. It just means to love God's creation exactly as it is. Then you're free to express your heart in everything, even in your upset, even when you're upset. When you come from your heart, it won't be very long that you're not upset. That's for sure. You bring your peace in right away. Well, all of you, some of you are already here in India. I can see that. There's a little group here on the Zoom, and I see there Chaitanya. I don't see Omani, but I see Chaitanya. And Vincent, and oh my gosh, everyone, so good to see you. I just love to look through the gallery and see who's there. It's just so wonderful. Yeah, Surya, you're here. I brought you with me in my heart. You're 100% right there. Yeah. Oh, you all look so good. So good. I Mandakini, I thought that you and Rumi were going to surprise me and actually be here. That's what I thought. But, well, I guess I was incorrect about that. You have to be incorrect once in a while, don't you? I love you all. I'm going to close now because I have another appointment at 4 o'clock. Hold on here. Shakti, are you coming? You're here. Oh my God. See? Yeah. Well, there you go. Are you coming? I'm here. Okay, great. Oh, it's good to see you all. Maybe if we come again, it's really up in the air. We definitely want to go to the Kumbh Mela. And if we go to the Kumbh Mela, we'll definitely come to Satchadam. I could never come to India without going to my guru's Mahasamadhi. It would be impossible. But we'll see what it means. We'll see what it means when this journey's over. And it's a short journey. And I love you with all my heart. Namaste, everyone. I love that we can have Sunday Zoom satsang. I just think it's great. Namaste. Great. You can't turn me off yet, Shri. No, I have to do something here.
As much time as you possibly have.
There. Yeah, I love you too. See how easy love is? You see that? You opened it up. Now you love me. Now I love you too. Isn't that great? It's wonderful. Om Shri Sat Jai Maha Prabhu Ki Jai Paramatma Ki Jai Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai Satya Sangha Ki Jai. Keep your prayers real current, that the air and the atmosphere of Satchadham is permeated with the light of God's love. Namaste.